Track 10. Read the article as you listen to the recording. Then, answer the comprehension questions.
Our amazing immune system. The immune system is the body's defense against infectious organisms and other invaders. The immune system attacks organisms and substances that invade body systems and cause disease. This is known as immune response. There are two major kinds of diseases, infectious and non-infectious. Infectious diseases are caused by bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites. These pathogens can enter the body through the air we breathe, what we eat or drink, or through openings in the skin. Non-infectious diseases aren't caused by pathogens and aren't contagious. These diseases are more commonly caused by different factors like our lifestyle choices, the environment, and genetics. Our immune system does an amazing job of defending us against disease, but sometimes it fails and we get sick. Can we boost our immune system? Although we can't change our genetic code, there are plenty of things that we can do to prevent non-infectious diseases. The first thing we can do is to keep our immune system strong to choose a healthy lifestyle. Every part of our body, including our immune system, functions better when we follow certain healthy living strategies such as eating a diet high in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and low in saturated fat, exercising regularly, maintaining a healthy weight, controlling our blood pressure, sleeping enough hours, not consuming harmful substances, taking steps to avoid infection, such as washing our hands frequently and using antibacterial products. What about science? Many scientists have been studying different ways, besides healthy habits, to help us boost our immune system. One of them was the immunologist H.S. Lawrence, who discovered transfer factors in 1949. Transfer factors are small molecules generated by the immune system. As Dr. Aaron White explains it in his book, A Guide to Transfer Factors and Immune System Health, published in 2007, transfer factors act as a signaling mechanism used by the immune system to alert white blood cells of potential threats in the body. Advances in science have made it possible to extract transfer factors from cow colostrum and chicken eggs. In Mexico, the National School of Biological Sciences of the IPN produced their first transfer factors in 1970. But it was until 1994 that they got their registration from the SSA. Clinical and scientific research strongly suggests that transfer factors can boost human immune system health on a grand scale. For healthy people, this can make them even healthier. For ill people, this could help them with their medical treatments and improve the quality of their lives. As we can see, it is possible to help our immune system to work better. It is important to visit our doctor regularly and do not use any medicine or product without consulting him first.